back to it on a Monday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura is out for a week. She's taking some time off. She's a hardworking lady. I bet you don't know this, but she works two, sometimes three jobs. One of them being here on the morning show, broadcasting from her house during this ever so long pandemic. So she's taking a week off. That's cool. Came off that second COVID shot a little rough too. So I think she needs to relax and stay away from all three jobs and just rest with her hubby, who also took a week off. Sometimes they're just strangers crossing paths, I think. But now they both have well-deserved time off. So we'll hang here in the studio for a week. I'm thinking about taking some time off soon. I don't know, maybe in a couple weeks, a pre-spring vacation or something. I don't know. My second COVID shot is March 9th. So I think I'm going to pre-schedule the 10th off just because I witnessed what happened to Laura and it wasn't pretty. So, yeah, maybe I'll do that. I don't know yet. The weekend was good. Hopefully you had a good weekend, too. We had fun at Blaze Alexander Ford on Saturday. Got the test drive, the all-new Bronco Sport. Thing rocks. You know, I'm a Ford guy anyway, so I'm like, yeah! Had a good time hanging out with Laura and the new girl. What was her name? Nobody knew it. Amy. Yeah, she was fun. Anyway, so yeah, that was Saturday. Saturday night, I went out to dinner at the Lewisburg Hotel. I promote local business. If you know me, you know that. I don't go to Applebee's. I don't go to Olive Garden. I don't go to any of those chains. I just don't. I got talked into going to an Olive Garden Christmas shopping, and I went. It was okay. But I like to shop local. I like to eat local. I like to dine local. I like to support local mom and pop businesses. You know why? Because this is one right here. SBC Media, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Locally owned by a local family for like a bazillion years. I think that's where my heart is. So I go to the Lewisburg Hotel simply because I drove by there Saturday afternoon, and they had a huge sandwich board outside that said, "Welcome, dine in." And I was like, I wonder how many people don't even know if they're open, you know, because the lights are out in the lobby and stuff like that. So it looks like it's closed. So I said, I'm coming back here at dinner time. And I did, and it was lovely. Here's my point. I walked into there, and there wasn't a single customer in the place. And I felt so bad for the bartender, for the waitress, for the cook or cooks. How many were in the back? I don't know. I felt bad. So I said to the waitress, "This is sad. There's no one here." And she said, "We were pretty crowded last night for a Friday night and for as crowded as we're allowed to get because of all these COVID restrictions. We had a good night last night." I said, "Yeah, but it's Saturday. It's like almost 7 o'clock at night. And this is it?" Within minutes, people started showing up. 3-4 booths load of people. And the waitress came over to me and said, "Did you bring these people with you? Because all of a sudden they all showed up after you." I said, "No, I didn't. I didn't. She was thanking me. I was like, "Don't thank me. It's just a coincidence." She said, "Maybe it was your car parked out front right there on Market Street in Lewisburg." I said, "Maybe. I don't know." But things got a little better by 8 o'clock, 8:30. I was up and out of there. But I wish I could remember my waitress's name. She was charming. She was wonderful. And hats off to the crew at Lewisburg Hotel for staying open, for toughing this out. And you know what? Hats off to everyone who is doing that locally. Whether you're a restaurant or a small business, hanging in there, toughing this out, because it is tougher on some businesses than others. Yesterday, I kind of laid low. I had some projects at home I had to do and some silly paperwork you have to do when you work in radio, but I caught all that up, and I was like, okay, here we are. Knowing that I was coming in here to do a show this week without Laura, but I got some ideas, and we'll talk about that later. I got a Try It Tuesday idea. I got an idea for just about everything, and I will miss Laura, but she needs the time off. She needs to relax, recharge her batteries, and we'll just keep this show rolling. All right. On the way, would you dress up in costume and be an imposter for your second COVID shot so you can get it earlier? I mean, really? Jimmy Kimmel talks about it. Also, Saturday Night Live News addresses the same issue. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Florida officials say two women tried to get a second dose of the vaccine by dressing up as grandmothers, which in Florida just means they dressed up as 35-year-olds.
The women, one in her 30s and the other in her 40s, put on bonnets and glasses and showed up at a vaccination site. Says that's how Bugs Bunny would dress as an old person to sneak in, but...
Krispy Kreme.
That headache when you first wake up could mean you need coffee.
Oh, my head.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about. So wake up. 94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's Monday. Laura is taking some time off. Well-deserved rest for a week. I'm here all alone in our studio high atop Blue Hill. You know, you realize just how alone you are when your partner isn't right here at this button. Listen, push that button. Push those two buttons. Turn it up. Nothing. It's okay. We're doing all right. I'm just like... cruising through the interweb. Laura's our social media girl. She gets on TikTok and FaceClock and all those bitbops and all those things. She goes down the rabbit hole every morning. I just kind of cruise the news headlines for stupidity and crazy things and things that make me stop in my tracks and go, whoa, that could so happen to me. Check this out. An entire school board at an elementary school in Northern California, was forced to resign after they were caught making fun of parents on a public meeting that had already opened. Whoopsie! It was a virtual board meeting, and it was open to the public. So these board members are, like, on the Zoom, like, making fun of how stupid their parents are in the school district, and the parents... we're watching it.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Ooh. Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanye, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh. Uh-oh. We have the meeting open to the public right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what Laura just said.
Great.
Whoopsie. You guys hand in your resignation letters at the door. Oh, wait, it's a Zoom meeting. Just type it up and send it out. All right? Now, little things have happened to all of us, I'm sure. I do way too many Zoom meetings a week. Actually, one is too much for me. But anyway, we do them, and there's always that person who has their mic muted. And they're like, and you're like, hey, your mic is muted. We can't hear you. Now, that's frustrating, and I think it's just silly. But the person who doesn't mute their mic, that's even more, you know, crazy. You can hear them talking to their kids and stuff. You hear them talking to their cat. I don't know, talking to their crocodile, whatever they have in the house with them. And then, like, sometimes they just start doing other things. Like, they pick up their phone, and they, like, start going through videos and music and stuff like that during the meeting. And they didn't mute their mic. Okay, here's the deal. If you're having some kind of meeting and the only people on like 10 minutes before the meeting are your buddies, okay, like your coworkers that you really like, you need to check to see if anybody else is on. Just because you only see two or three faces like these poor people did in the school board in Northern Cali, just because you only see two or three faces doesn't mean there's other people watching and listening. Just telling it true. News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that for us. Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve with AccuWeather will fire up that full-blown internet computer because the schools are all starting to call in closings without any snow yet, but it is definitely on the way. Maybe next hour we'll bring you some good news. Without Laura Good, we'll try to fire up some good news because there's so much bad news. America is reaching the 500,000 mark. for COVID-19 deaths. 500,000 lives. That's more than World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War, all combined. It's terrible. Anyway, hospitalization COVID cases are down. Immunizations are up. Maybe we could flatten this curve in the next month or two, please. Maybe. And sad news locally from Snyder County over the weekend. We lost a firefighter from the Beavertown area. Craig Ginter suffered a heart attack while fighting a fire and lost his life. Condolences from all of us here at SBC to his family and his friends. I don't think we realize in small town Pennsylvania and small town America how dangerous it is to be a volunteer firefighter. I am not one, but I admire all those who do. So condolences to the Ginter family for their loss. And today, if you see a firefighter, I know you can't hug them. We can't do that with social distancing. But maybe just give them an elbow. Give them some knuckles. Him or her. Thank them. Definitely. Thank them. Tom and Laura in the morning. Is Ted Cruz still on vacation? We got a song. If you like pina coladas and you like beefy burritos and you like going on vacation during a snowstorm, we got something for you. Stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Hey, what's new at Krispy Kreme? We'll find out in just a bit when we check in with Saturday Night Live News. Also on the way, birthday buddies, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's taking a little bit of a respite. I'm all alone here in the studio, but it's all good like it used to be, I guess. Whether I'm with Laura or alone, I don't like talking religion. I don't like talking politics. I have managed in almost 45 years of radio without talking about those. But this Ted Cruz thing, it makes me wonder. You know what I mean? I mean, if you were supposed to go on vacation starting today, let's take Laura as an example. She's taking a week off. If something really drastic happened here at this radio station, this lovely family-owned facility, she would bag her vacation and come into work. I know she would. She's that type. Hell, she came to work the day after her second COVID shot. She was sick as a dog. There are people that are dedicated to their jobs, all right? Because if Laura is off and Tom is off at the same time, we just don't put Ryan Seacrest on. We're not that kind of radio station. We're local. We're live. We're happening. So like, when something goes down, man, all hands on deck, everybody's here. Helping out. That's the way you go to work. So I'm not making this a political thing, but the senator from Texas just took off on vacation when the storm was hitting, when the power grid was failing, and when people were freezing to death. People were dying. I don't know, man. Re-examine your job. Re-examine your job. But anyway, this singer in Texas, he's from Austin. He went viral when he kind of did a spoof on the Pina Colada song. I think it's great.
The weather gotten pretty crazy. He had to take a quick trip down to Cancun with his ladies. He left his faucets to drip.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you'd do that.
He thought no one would notice. Wouldn't care what he did.
I don't know.
While Texas was freezing from a bad power grid. If you like beef enchiladas and hiding out on a plane. If you're not into helping, then he feels the same. He looks like Grandpa on the Munsters. If he didn't shave his face. Thanks for leaving the country. Next time I hope he stays.
All right then.
All night, come on, dance with me. I've never
Tom and Laura in the morning, and a segment we like to call Tom and Laura Live. We bring guests into the studio. We all hang out. We have a party. Well, you know, there's a pandemic going on. So we're doing all the Tom and Laura Live segments on the Ford toll-free fun line. And we welcome Stacy and Melissa from the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. We've been talking to them along with Seth once in a while, all month long as we be kind. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. We're starting week four of the campaign. And Melissa, you've been really steering this ship. Tell us about week four.
So week four is our final week here. And the theme behind it is to be kind to yourself, because we've had be kind to your peers, be kind to essential workers, be kind to those that are different from you. So we're just wrapping up the campaign and encouraging everybody to practice a little self-care. So some of the challenges we had related to practicing some meditation, doing some yoga, journaling things you're grateful for, spending some time exercising. So just taking care of yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally this week for everybody.
You know what? That's important, too, because when you say be kind to yourself, you might say, well, I like myself. I look in the mirror. I'm good. You know, but it's so much more than that, because if you're stressed out at work, you're not being kind to yourself if you don't find a way to relax. So, yeah, a little meditation, a little yoga, calm down, take care of yourself, right?
Yep.
That's something. That's something. So let's all do that this week. Let's all be kind to ourselves and everyone else and all topics previous to this one. Stacy, big day today, big program tonight, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to remember throughout this campaign, this wouldn't be possible without Evan Hospital. They've been our major sponsor. They're making a lot of what we're able to do for prizes for winners and just some of the materials we have out in the community at the libraries, the signs and the stickers. So we really thank Evan, and Evan has a good tie-in here because February is Heart Month. So we also know that there are health benefits to being kind to others. When you're kind to others, you lower your blood pressure, you increase the serotonin that is a calming influence. It makes you feel happy, and it can actually heal injuries, which I didn't know before the campaign.
Mm.
And there's been studies that being kind for individuals above age 55 extends their life. So there are ways that you're actually taking care of yourself by giving to others. It does come back. There's some evidence out there. But tonight, Evan, along with the CSIU, are two sponsors for a virtual event we have with an international author, Leon Logothetis. He's the author of The Kindness Diaries, and he has a Netflix series called The Kindness Diaries. Really, really great. I've watched both seasons, and he's going to be speaking virtually from 6 to 7:30 tonight. You can go to our website, www.dsbuw.org/Leon, which is L-E-O-N.
We will all be watching Leon tonight at 6 o'clock, that's for sure, because, yeah, The Kindness Diaries, excellent, excellent series. Grab the book if you can. That happens tonight. Ladies, thanks for being part of the show this morning, and thank you for being kind all month. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being kind to us and having us talk to you.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Actor James Franco and two former students of his have reached a tentative deal in a lawsuit in which they accuse the actor of intimidating them into gratuitous and exploitative sexual situations in his acting school. According to a joint status report filed in the Los Angeles Superior Court, the two women have agreed to drop their individual claims. No further details were given of the agreement or if a financial settlement was part of the deal. The two former students of Franco's Playhouse West Studio 4 said in a 2019 lawsuit that the class was a front in which Franco and his business partners could take advantage of young female performers. They said that Franco asserted his influence as an instructor by offering them parts in movies that never materialized or were never released. Edgar Wright is in negotiations to direct a new adaptation of Stephen King's The Running Man for Paramount Pictures. King first published the futuristic novel under his pseudonym Richard Bachman in 1982. In 1987, of course, the book was adapted into a movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wright most recently directed The Sparks Brothers, the excellent documentary that premiered last month at the Sundance Film Festival. His other credits include Baby Driver and Shaun of the Dead. And The Croods moved back up to the top spot of the box office with $1.7 million. It is now only the second film to cross the $50 million mark during the pandemic. Tenet was the other one. The Little Things came in second with $1.3 million. Judas and the Black Messiah was third with $905,000. Wonder Woman 1984 was fourth with $805,000. And The Marksman rounds out the top five with $775,000. Now you're all caught up on entertainment. I'll see you again on Friday with a movie review.
Okay, Mike, hang in there, buddy. Mike's been living in his studio basement for an entire year. We're coming up on a year of this miserable pandemic, but he still brings us the entertainment news, the box office numbers, and on Friday, what's new, if anything, in the theaters. But he also covers Netflix and other services like that. It's all good. Movie Mike is only here at SBC. You can also catch him at News Radio WKOK. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in our Blue Hill Studios in Sunbury. Laura is taking a week off. Well-deserved rest. But we still need the good news, right?
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about?
Yeah, sure. Mark Lawrence brings us the news, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. But we still need some good news to lift us up today and any day. Hey, check out this story from Washington, D.C. A television reporter named Bob Bernard is live on the air when suddenly a stray puppy kind of just attacks him. Well, he's thinking he's standing on a busy street corner. This puppy should not be out in the open. So let's do something on live TV.
Uh-oh, this dog just ran out here. Hey, come here, come here. I don't see an owner. Hello, hello. Forget the people we talked to earlier. I want to get to know this dog. Just ran. Oh, well, I'm sure it lives in this house, but there are cars coming and going.
We have now expanded to Bob's ice scraping and kennel service.
Life is good. I won't charge for this. This is a freebie.
Stay I'm down. So sorry.
No, are you okay? Did she really just run out?
Yes, she just jumped through the gate.
She got through the gate. She wanted to see us.
So the owner came out of the house, ran across the street, grabbed the puppy, and all was safe on live TV. That's good news. A couple in Texas ordered groceries during the cold weather last week. The delivery person got there, slid on the ice, and crashed into the flower bed. Stranded. Like, for a while.
We're like, just come inside, hang out, we'll figure it out. And at some point we realized that we were probably going to have a house guest for a few days, which was fine. And Chelsea made an amazing coconut cake the other day, too.
So Chelsea was more than just a grocery delivery girl. She stayed for 5 days during the power outage and the snowstorm. Speaking of that, an Italian restaurant in Texas called Bella Italiana handed out 500 free meals during the dark days of that winter cold snap. That's good food.
Honestly, we picked the lasagna spaghetti because those were the two easiest items to cook here with gas. We didn't have power. We didn't have anything. People were saying this is their first hot meal in 2 to 3 days. And that's something that I can't describe. You know, it's just like, wow.
So he did the 508 meals yesterday, but he's not talking about the 80 meals that he brought over to the church on Tuesday of spaghetti and lasagna. Not only was it good, but it was timely for people who were out of power.
Wow. So they know they only have gas, no electricity. What could they make for all these people that are hungry and cold? Fire up the gas stoves and make a lot of spaghetti and a lot of lasagna. And there you go, 500 free meals. And hats off to our friends from Penn State. FON is a huge event every year. The marathon raising millions of dollars for great causes. Well, what do you do during a pandemic? You hold a virtual thon. Which means you usually don't raise as much money, but it's better than nothing. Think again. FON raised $10.6 million. That's good news. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on a well-needed vacation, well-deserved vacation. Tom Morgan here in the Blue Hill Studios walking the dog today. You should walk your dog every day. And if Laura was here, she would tell you that she does that at about 4:30 in the morning with her little lamp hat on. And yeah, she also does it several other times during the day. Her dogs are well exercised. So get out there and walk your dog, right?
February 22nd is National Walking the Dog Day.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Walk him like a dog. Walk him like a dog, sis. Walk him like a dog.
I'm just a walking my dog.
You wanna go for a walk?
You wanna go for a walk?
Walk the dog today on National Walking the Dog Day. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on a much-deserved, de-stressing vacation with her husband, who's also been working hard during this pandemic. Tom Morgan here in the studio. We're celebrating a Figo Fit February with Chelsea Davis from Figo. We love when we have Chelsea in the studio. Of course, this has been a long pandemic, and Chelsea can't join us. So every day at about this time in the month of February, we give you a Figo Fit tip. And then on Friday, Chelsea checks in with us, and we kind of wrap up the week. This month has been incredible because we're doing three major things here with Tom and Laura. We're rocking the red with Evangelical Community Hospital, getting healthy hearts, right? We're staying kind with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, which is working very carefully and having fun with Evan this month as well. A big program coming up tonight. Go to Evan's website or the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's website and check it out. You could watch a discussion with a very popular author who is being kind. Has written a book about it. Okay, and so they tie in with Figo Friday, where today we're talking about de-stressing. There are several ways you could de-stress yourself because stress causes so many problems. One of those problems is stress eating. Oh, no. We don't want to talk about this because we all do it. But stress eating is not healthy. You could stop stress eating by taking a few quick tips. All right. Number one is identify the stressor, okay? Maybe it's this whole darn pandemic. I don't know. Maybe it's problems at work. Maybe it's stress at work. Maybe it's stress at home. You have to identify the stressor first. The food comes from the kitchen, so why don't you clean your kitchen instead of eating all the food when you're stressed? Post reminders of your why. Why are you stressed? Adopt a de-stressing routine. That's a good tip. Number five, make time for yourself to calm down, to meditate. We talked about that this morning with Stacy and Melissa from the United Way. And they were like, yeah, be kind. Be kind to yourself. Take a breath. De-stress. Meditate. Do yoga. Well, number six is basically that. Stop and breathe. Number seven is do a mini workout. Just do it yourself at home. Number eight is simple, but it makes sense. Stop and just busy your hands. Instead of taking food and putting it in your mouth, busy your hands doing something else. Pick up a hobby or something. Makes sense, right? Number nine is call for support. Now, we don't really mean like a toll-free line or something like that, unless you need that kind of support. Have a support system, like your best friend. My best friend is on vacation. But she calls me all the time. Laura's always like, hey, Tom, I am so stressed. All right, what's up? You know, have that friend. Have that person you could talk to. Imagine just sitting on the couch by the fireplace talking to your best friend. Man, that's relaxing. And finally, number 10, honor your hunger because hunger is usually a good thing. Hunger means your body needs nutrition. However, stress hunger is not a good thing. So honor your hunger by having some healthy foods. Figo Fit February with Figo and Chelsea Davis. That's our Monday tip. Actually, there's a lot of them packed into there. We'll have tips every day and Chelsea on Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up. Chad Evans is next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. It's snowing in our backyard. You be careful out there. 1 to 2 inches of snow on the way and some slushy, wet snow showers this afternoon. Be careful. It's just another snowy day in central PA. Hey, we wrap up with the thought for the day. Don't wait for your good days to arrive. Don't wait for things to get better. Make it better yourself. Make your days good. Have a good day, everybody.